Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rolnick, the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature guests and talk about issues from all walks of life, from taxes to health to economics, personal finance, sales and marketing, employment, insurance, and many more. Please listen to past episodes with Robert Hernandez and Sylvie Heyman. This episode is brought to you by Alan Rolnick, the Tax Resolution Ninja. Do you owe the IRS money or have not filed a tax return in more than 2 years? The IRS is looking for you. They want to throw you a party. This party is not to celebrate your birthday, anniversary, engagement, or wedding. This party is being made to levy your wages, take your Social Security check, seize your bank account and other assets that you own, and revoke your passport. To stop this party in its tracks, you need to call the Tax Resolution Ninja hotline at 718-841-7317. The Tax Resolution Ninja runs a tax emergency room that helps people and businesses permanently resolve their tax problems. The Tax Resolution Ninja will do the heavy lifting for you, and you will never have to speak to an IRS or a state tax agent. If you owe the IRS money, give Alan Rolnick, Tax Resolution Ninja, a call. I will resolve your tax problem permanently, and you will not have to go to any party that the IRS is throwing for you. To stop the party, call the Tax Resolution Ninja at 718-841-7317. I have as my guest today, Natalie Karp. Natalie is the managing partner or owner?
Founding partner
of Karp Loshack Long-Term Care Insurance Solutions Brokerage here in Long Island. Okay. Natalie is a long-term care insurance specialist, an independent long-term care broker representing all carriers and plan designs. Natalie's in the business of preserving wealth, protecting independence, and providing people with choices. Natalie, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, and happy to educate your audience about long-term care planning, the importance of the subject, and why the conversation really should be had at the kitchen table and at the conference room table.
How did you get into just long-term care rather than all the other insurance products?
My partner and I, Rona Loshek, and I founded the company 12 years ago, and we decided to focus just on long-term care insurance as adult children with widowed moms. My mom had a diagnosis and was uninsurable, and Rona's mom was lucky enough to get long-term care insurance. So we both intuitively and organically knew what it means to be an adult child caring for your own children and having an aging parent. And we felt that the marketplace was orphaned. Most people were generalists doing all things for all people. And we felt this subject was so important that we wanted to focus exclusively in the area. And, here we are 12 years later, and the model has proven to be right.
When I was in my middle 50s, I guess it was, my wife and I decided that we were going to get a long-term care policy. And I think at that point in time, it was relatively easy to get it, which goes back to like early 2000s, 2004, 5. And we took out a policy, and thank God we were able to pay it over a period of years. And now we're actually finished paying for the policy. But now it shortly after that, it appeared that a lot of the companies that were in it started to go out. I don't understand why.
So, Alan, you got in early, and you were really smart to do your planning, when you did. So there's been a lot of consolidation in the industry. And so we saw those what we call standalone or traditional carriers, which were numerous, really shrink down to really a handful of carriers. So today, the marketplace is very different. It's grown up a lot. And what we see is that it's much more responsive to the way consumers want to purchase long-term care insurance. So it's not just standalone and traditional policies, but rather life with riders or linked benefits or hybrid solutions. So there's a lot of what we call asset-based long-term care, using some life insurance to build also a long-term care pool of money. And so the underwriting has changed dramatically. It's no longer easy to get long-term care insurance. When you are looking at long-term care insurance, your health buys it for you. Your conscience buys it. Your health is the one that gets you a seat at the table. But ultimately, 40% of people are declined. So when you're working with a specialist, you'll probably bring that number down in half, 20%. And if you're working, certainly our firm, we do much better than that because we spend a tremendous amount of time doing a pre-qualification upfront. So we see denials in, you know, probably 5% of the cases because we invest so heavily upfront to take clients to successful outcomes. So we have a very, very different strategy. We know the marketplace and the underwriters very well. We are independent, meaning we affiliate with everybody. We do not have contracts. We are agnostic when it comes to carrier solutions, which is why often we can be very successful.
Is it ever intertwined with somebody's health insurance?
Is the product intertwined?
Yeah. Is there such a thing that you could, you know, you get your health insurance and then you can get a long-term care policy?
Oh, that's interesting. No, they're separate. They're separate benefit dollars. And more importantly, they trigger very differently. So long-term care insurance is a 7702B contract. So the standard language that says, when does my policy trigger? For example, the policy that you bought years ago, a 7702B says there are standard federal triggers, 2 out of the 6 activities of daily living or cognitive impairment, essentially picking up where your medical insurance leaves off.
So does it cover nurse, you know, God forbid you go into a nursing home, or care in your own house?
Yes, it does. So clients, and COVID has really brought this whole subject to light. And nursing homes, thank God, are there for people who A, are in crisis, or B, who do not have an alternative. But for those who have been smart enough to plan and have had the good fortune of having health, this bucket of money provides you a comprehensive solution to get care wherever care is desired. Many people want to be home and in the community. So home care is probably the number one choice of where people want to get care. The community, there's some beautiful daycare programs. People want to live in assisted living communities that are in the neighborhood. Where we live, we can't drive more than 2 miles off or on the service road without seeing the Bristol, the Atria, the Sunrise. We are populated with assisted living communities. And as boomers age, who knows where services will be provided in 20, 30 years from now. So long-term care insurance, the money is portable, meaning wherever you live, you could live in state New York now and move elsewhere later. The money is portable. And it's also comprehensive, meaning wherever care is desired, including facility care, but we say it's really the anti-nursing home, you know, because you've got money, you've got private bucket of money. Most people want to stay home and in the community with that resource.
Now, when my wife and I bought our policy, it was limited. There's a daily limit on the policy. Does that still exist?
Sure. Yeah. Policies are designed around a daily or monthly benefit, and you can design it. You know, assuming you have good health, you can design it probably on the low end, $3,100 a month. So that would be really $100 a day on average. And you can probably get a policy up to $15,000 a month or $500 a day. So I would say anywhere from $100 a day to $500 a day benefit, which translates into $3,000 to $15,000 a month in monthly benefit. So a lot of it is obviously dictated by budget. But ultimately, if you're able to get an offer from the carrier, you can revise to make the budget work.
Okay. So when you give a client a quote or design a policy for them, what goes into it?
Yeah, great question. Well, what goes into it is, are they married? Are they single? So people who are aging solo, which is an enormous part of the population, may need more money because they're aging solo and they don't have a spouse or a mate or a significant other. So we may look at that statistic. We may also look at sort of just trends and statistics and averages. Average age of claim is 82. Women are 2/3 of the claims. Women live longer and claim later. So for women, we really like to look at benefit designs from 3 to 6 years. If there's family history of Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, you know, we're going to really take that into consideration. For couples who are designing plans together, we may look at a shared care pool. So 3 years plus 3 years, that bucket could be shared. So there are many ways to design plans, but we do look at longevity. We look at statistical age of claim. We look at the cost of care in the region that you are living in or may retire to. And ultimately, we can put together really a perfect model on paper, but it has to fit. There's a right and left side to your brain. And so there's the logical side of what we can do on paper, but you've got to feel comfortable. The premium has to be something that can be sustained through the life of the policy. You were lucky enough to probably do a limited pay. So in 10 years, you were fully paid up.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Really smart. Really, you were well advised. That's an ideal situation. But, today we have the same. We have annual pays. We have 10 pays, 20 pays, pay to 65. So the financing part is secondary. And it's a lot of fun for us. So it's a big puzzle to put together. But the first part of the puzzle is, looking at all the options and refining that to sort of what plan design or what parameters or what pieces speak to the client. So for example, today's policies, there are still standalone policies, which is what you bought, and frankly, what I own, because my policy is 20 plus years old, and that's what there was at the time. So I bought it when I was much younger. So those base premiums stay with me for the life of the policy. So that's a really a big deal. Policies always are, it's an advantage annually and cumulatively to buy policies when you're younger. So traditional standalone is still fantastic bang for the buck. And certainly we touched on tax incentives before the show. And in New York, for example, and I know your listeners are around the nation, every state has different tax incentives. There's state and federal, but in New York, there is a 20% tax credit. It's found on form IT-249. So it's a 20% tax credit to those who pay taxes in New York. So if you live in Jersey and work in New York, you still pay taxes to New York. The 20% credit, it's capped at $1,500 a year. And Cuomo, with his enacted budget, this year took that credit and said it's only allowable for those who have AGIs of under 250. So prior to 2020, it was extremely generous, but going forward, it's limited on the AGI to 250 and capped at 1500, but that's, per spouse.
I know it sure helped on New York State tax return.
It really made it. You could have been Warren Buffett getting a 20% tax return, but the state had to figure out where to save, and they took the credit to.
I figured at the time the state was looking at it that that'd be less money that they would have to pay out of for Medicare.
That's exactly right. Very, very short-sighted, because they should be incentivizing consumers, and they've done just the opposite. So we are in touch with our legislators. We're in touch 4 times a year, so they know of us. We're very active on public policy, so we're still fighting the fight, but to be continued on that.
I mean, if people can get the policies, it's saving the state money. I just don't get it.
You want logic? We work.
That doesn't exist in government sometimes. Right. Are there inflation riders on these policies?
There are, depending on the type of policy. So today we have 4 ways to plan. Okay. So it's traditional long-term care, asset-based life with extension riders, life that life with another way, life with rider. So there's an extension of a rider, there's an acceleration of a rider. So depending on what you build, there are inflation options with many policies. Depending on the state, they vary. Three compound, three simple, five compound. But if you're buying generally a whole life policy or a GUL contract, and you want to spend through those contracts or accelerate through the death benefit, then no, those policies, you're buying a death benefit that you can accelerate through. So you won't have inflation per se, an inflation rider or a COLA rider, but you will have dividends. So again, we compare and contrast every single design option. I like to say that long-term care is really like a three-legged stool, but the legs don't have to be equal. So first, if you think about the hierarchy of needs, there's long-term care, there's death benefit, there's cash value, I want my money back. So if somebody wants to design an even leg stool, we'll look at a policy that gives you death benefit equal to long-term care, equal to a cash value. That'll be with generally a life insurance or a whole life contract. But if somebody says, I don't really care about the death benefit, but if I don't use my benefits, I want my money back, then you're designing a GUL contract traditionally. You've got a little bit of death benefit and a very long leg for long-term care. So in those cases, you will have inflation. So it really depends on the structure of the vehicle, which is probably a little more complicated answer to inflation.
So I'm maybe wrong. I'm assuming that you had their policies where you get your money back. Well, I'm assuming that you're gone. And then your estate gets the money.
Yeah, sure. If you're gone, if you bought a traditional policy and you have a return of premium, you're gone. Your estate or your beneficiary would get the unused premium or whatever rider you had, less claim,
right.
Again, depending on the rider.
Right.
Death benefit. So it's some of those asset-based solutions or life with riders, we call them live, die, or change your mind. If you live and need the benefit, you'll have highly leveraged long-term care money, all tax-free. If you die, there's a death benefit paid to your estate, but you could have owned the policy for 10 years. You wake up one day for whatever reason, you could say, I want my money back. I want out of this thing. So you can get a return of premium, which is probably 80 to 90% of what you put in on those kinds of policies. So you could be alive and decide for whatever reason, no specific reason needs to be given, you can exit your contract. So again, how you structure it, you can have a full return of that premium. Generally, they're probably 75 to 90% return back. And you are alive if you want to cash out of them.
Okay. Most of the policies are geared to like 5 years?
Again, it's customized. It's really built from the ground up. So policies are built on your age, your health, your marital status, how much of a bucket of money you want. So when you think about that five-year benefit that you're alluding to, we really are taking the daily benefit that we referenced earlier, multiplying it by amount of months, and then we get a pool of money. So when you do that, you get effectively a benefit period. If you say to yourself, assume I used every dollar of that bucket of money, it would last for 5 or 6 years. But if you don't use every dollar that's allowed during the monthly benefit, it will stay in your pool of money and extend the pool of money. So for example, if you had a $7,500 benefit and on the illustration, it said that'll last you 5 years. If you only used $3,750, half of that benefit, you've extended the pool and the pool will last you 10 years. So once you build the pool, as long as there's money in the pool, it'll extend the life of the contract.
Okay. So on the other hand, okay, say it's designed to last five years.
Right.
What happens when if the person lives beyond the five years.
So if you've lived beyond the benefit pool, in other words, if you had $1 million in your benefit pool, you bought X, 20 years later, it's double, the value is significantly higher and you've spent through your $1 million. If you've gone through your entire benefit pool and you still need care, then you're on your own dime.
Yeah.
Okay. If you bought shared care with your spouse, you've gone through your entire benefit pool, you still need care.
Right.
If you have a shared care policy, you can access your well spouse's policy. So that's the advantage of shared care, where you can access that additional right. pool of money.
Right.
So there are carriers now, you know, with two or three pools of money out there. So you know, have to design the pools so that they match your, you know, your needs or your strategy.
Yeah, well, I think when we bought our policy, it was based on how long it would take to get rid of your assets. So if the money from the policy was used up, you would apply for Medicaid and not have to have the throwback.
Sure. You're referring to a partnership policy. So there are no more partnership policies in the state of New York, but they exist everywhere else. Those are called dollar for dollar partnerships. So if you've exhausted, for example, $1 million of long-term care benefits, the state says, I'll protect $1 million of your money, Alan. But let's say, Alan, you have $2 million in the bank. You first have to spend your $1 million before they protect your last million. So there is an asset disregard. There is a look back disregard, but you still have to spend through the amount of money until they protect that last match. So you know what? It's nice to have if it's a sleep at night conversation, but in reality,
it doesn't work.
You're still going through a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. So when you're, I have one last question, and this has nothing to do with insurance. What do you do What do you do when you're not working?
When I'm not working, I love to read. So I'm a big reader. I'm in a couple of book clubs. I play tennis a couple of times a week. I love to cycle. So I'm outdoors when I can, but lately I'm on the Peloton. And my family is very important to me. So with COVID, you know, life's a little limited, but we stay connected.
That's great.
Yeah.
Natalie, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan. And it was a pleasure to share the morning with you.
And I hope we could do this again sometime.
I'd love to. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Here for any questions. Alan, can I give my phone number?
Yes.
If you'd like to learn more about long-term care insurance planning and how that fits into the moat around your portfolio, your family's protection and your legacy, 516-801-1419, 516-801-1419. And Rona and I would be delighted to help you with that conversation.
Thank you again. And I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Thanks so much, Alan. A pleasure.
See you next week on the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.